You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Mitzvah, that seems like it's very demanding. The mitzvah is v'ahavta lerecha kamocha. And this obligation, why the Ribono Shel Olam is expecting, you know, everybody have special affection toward one another. Well, what's wrong, you know, you just live together, you know, like, where in the world do you know that everybody likes one another? Like Czechoslovakia, you know, everybody hates one another. It's known. Everybody hates one another. So they live, they do business, you know, they go to restaurants, but, you know, they don't like one another. But here, all of a sudden, the Otam Moshe comes, says, no. V'ahavta. What do you mean? What? It's by force?
No,
what is it?
The only way you receive the Torah, if you don't care for one or the other.
No, so that's the whole question here is why? Why are you forcing me to like him? I don't like his haircut. And I say, what type of tie he is wearing? I don't like the color. Why are you forcing me, you know, to like him? Well, I don't like this color. And now, you know, it's the cologne he uses, you know, it gives me a headache. What do you want me to do? Huh? No, he comes to me. I did. And not only that, it says, Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha. Le. What does that mean?
Two.
Ve'ahavta ra'acha. The lamed is extra here. What is the le is doing here? Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha. It's not like ve'ahavta ra'acha. Ve'ahavta le'ra'acha. What does the le mean here?
Emphasize.
Yeah, that's what it means. Le. Le. Do you know what it means?
Stands for love.
Oh, Chazak Baruch. No, it's lev. Lev, the English you said as no. But lev.
All languages, all types of people.
Yeah. So now, what is this possible? So first, let's realize the expectation. Like, let's say you come home, you at the simcha, Ken Yirbu, so you see on the table something that you like. What do you like?
Pizza.
That's for sure. Korma sabzi. Korma sabzi is good. With zabon, right? So now how many plates do you take? How many plates do you take? Two,
wow.
Three? No, after the one, how many, you know, you continue to take?
It depends how much is on the table.
Is it? No, it's there you take.
No,
do you?
Forcing me at the table.
Yeah?
Maybe.
You really? You concern how many people are at the table?
Yes.
Yeah? No, when you take, you measure your scoops that, you know, I have to take one because there's another nine. I have to take two.
Everybody
gives satik today. Who would do such a thing? You take and then you take again, and not only that, you take and you go to the other room so nobody will see you. You finish, you clean, yeah, and then come back again. No? Yeah?
No.
You really? Oh, that's the reason. But yeah, you're not really.
If there's 10 pieces of chicken,
uh-huh.
The people, they assume that everybody's going to have one piece of chicken.
Yeah.
So they consider.
So now just imagine you come back and you have extra piece of chicken in your plate, mm-hmm. And somebody didn't get. What are you going to do? You give it to him?
Yeah.
Or you hide it? You put something over it so nobody would see it? Huh?
Kitchen.
Fine. Next. So let's say you have a shoe store. And then next door, they sell pencils. So would you like the people that pass by to buy shoes or pencils? It's my business. You don't say in Shema Koleinu that the customer would go to a pencil store, would you?
No.
You wouldn't say. Another example that never happens. You come home and then you see there is a Gishmei Baracha is leaking, it's coming down. No, why?
Baracha.
Yeah. So what do you do? What do you do?
You put a bucket
under. Yeah, no. You say it's leaking.
You put a bucket
only in your house, or if you see somewhere else, I guess say you go make an itilaya there and see it's leaking. Do you put a bucket there?
No.
You don't put. Why?
Because it's not our domain.
Ah, it's nothing to do with you. You're over the mitzvah after Acha Kamocha. It's very hard. See? I do it in my house, I don't do it here. Why? Because you even don't think about it. We all do this, everybody. Why? Because we only concern about what I benefit. And you just look at it, and then you go, what do you mean? But if you come to your house, you see it's leaking, right away, you know, you get something to not make everywhere messy. So here he says, "Ve'ahavta le'racha kamocha." That means, whatever that you like to be benefited, you have to protect other people. A goy, a non-Jew comes to Shammai, says, "Can you make me a Jew?" And he stands on one leg. So he had one of these levers for the construction. He threw it at him. He said, get out of here. So he goes to Hillel. Hillel on up. So he tells him, you know, I want to be a Yehudi. Can you make me a Yehudi? So he tells him, whatever that is not pleasant to you, don't do it to other people. Make sense? What's the difference between loving your fellow Jew or don't do something that is harmful to you, to other people? Is the difference?
Loving fellow Jew also involves benefiting them, not them. The other one is not damaging and hurting them.
So why Hillel tells a non-Jew, he didn't tell them that you have to love another Jew, just like yourself. He tells them, whatever that is not pleasant to you, don't do it to other people. So they ask, what kind of answer is this?
But if you don't love the other people, you cannot do that either.
Beautiful. It's not true at all. Chazaka Baruch. Gemara is teaching us, you cannot expect a non-Jew to love another human being just like himself. For him, it's impossible. The most expectation that you can have from a non-Jew is, you know, this is harmful for you. You don't like it. There's a loss for you. Don't do it to other people. But he can never love another human being just like himself. But Rashi says, Yehudi must. Why? Because he can. Because you have to pray for the next door that will be successful. Why? Because you want to be successful. You have to give your korban sabzi to somebody else. Why? Because you want to have a korban sabzi. You have to clean the mess and not, chas v'shalom, make everywhere, you know, full of flood. Why? Because you don't want the same thing happening in your house. That's the command you have. You go on vacation? Make other people to go on vacation. You want to make money? Cause other people to make money. That's what the command here is. That's what the big lamed comes about. Unless it would say, after Acha Kamocha. But he said, no. Whatever you want in life, whatever makes you happy, you have to make sure another Yehudi Exactly the same way. Has to be happy and be benefited. You know what the work it is? You know what the work it is? You have to constantly think, you know, the same way I want to be comfortable, I want to be happy, I want to be successful. Another Yehudi, in the same aspect, has to be happy, successful. And that's the command that Rabbi Akiva is teaching us. This is Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol. This is the foundation of the Yehudi. That means anything that you do, you give tzedakah, you do mitzvot, you do kindness, you do chesed, it's based on how you think about another Yehudi. You love him as much as yourself. If you don't, chas v'shalom, the mitzvot has no worth. And that needs lots of awareness, lots of work. They constantly, don't forget, that there is another Yehudi involved in your success, your happiness, your simcha, that he has to be exactly benefited just like you. Hashem Zakenu, Temrayim Dis Misva Bishlmuta, 100%.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.